Grover Cleveland believed in taking responsibility. When he was sheriff of Erie County in the early 1870s, he personally pulled the traps on convicts sentenced to death, rather than delegate this unpleasant task to others, as his predecessors had done. In 1874, when a woman of his acquaintance became pregnant, Cleveland again took responsibility. Although the child had several possible fathers, they were all married save Cleveland, so he agreed to provide for the child's welfare. 10 years later, when Cleveland ran for president, the boy became a hot political issue. Democratic Party leaders asked Cleveland what to do, and he replied simply, "Tell the truth." When the candidate went public himself, the issue disappeared. As president, Cleveland continued to behave in this admirable, if highly fastidious, manner. Unlike other presidents of his era, who remained aloof from the details of government, Cleveland read every page of every bill presented for his signature, and vetoed hundreds that he considered raids on the Treasury. He particularly targeted bills granting Civil War pensions to men who had political but no Union Army connections. Altogether, during his first term, Cleveland vetoed more bills, twice as many, than all 20 previous presidents combined. And despite all this work, Cleveland still found the time to answer the single White House telephone personally. His one clear failing was his surprising lack of compassion for those in need. Cleveland believed that all Americans should be as scrupulous and self-reliant as he was, and that programs such as drought relief for stricken farmers were utterly inappropriate. The Republicans took advantage of this callousness, eking out a narrow victory for Benjamin Harrison in 1888. But Harrison performed so ineptly that 4 years later, Cleveland was back. In the meantime, however, Harrison had stalled the economy and brought on the Panic of 1893. The resulting depression dominated Cleveland's second term and caused labor unrest that the president met much too rigidly. His stubbornness kept him from exercising creative leadership, and his public support fell away. He left office deeply hurt, but his record of profound integrity eventually resurrected his reputation, and Cleveland is now considered the best of the 8 presidents who served between Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt.